This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News for Saturday, February 22nd, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Lissa Harris in the Watershed Post reports that community radio station WJFF 90.5 FM in Jeffersonville has made Adam Weinrich station manager after 8 of the station's 9 board members resigned last April, along with station manager Winston Clark, largely because of Clark's secretive style and other issues. The station appointed assistant manager Weinrich to serve as interim manager. Weinrich has been assistant manager at the station since 2009. The Jeffersonville-based WJFF celebrates its 24th anniversary later this month. You can read the full story in the Watershed Post.
The New York State Public Service Commission announced Thursday, February 20th, its intention to expedite the review process for certain transmission projects. In a statement, the commission said it will develop an expedited 10-month review process for future transmission projects that can be dealt wholly within existing utility or state-owned rights-of-way. The commission attributed the push for quicker approval to statements made by Governor Andrew M. Cuomo in his 2014 State of the State address concerning the need for upgrades to an aging infrastructure and to address congestion problems. Also on Thursday, the commission directed administrative law judges overseeing the alternating current transmission upgrade proceeding to establish a process by which completing developers could submit new or modified proposals that make greater use of existing transmission corridors. Current proposals include three that call for a 345 kilovolt electric power line to largely follow an existing corridor from Leeds and Greene County through Columbia County and south through Dutchess County. A fourth plan would largely use an existing corridor that runs from Hudson to Kingston and south to Ramapo. Information is available at dps.ny.gov.
Public meetings today. Congressman Chris Gibson, Republican from Kinderhook, is at the Farming Our Future conference, 9 a.m. at the Taconic Hills High School. He'll talk about the latest farm bill and other agricultural issues. National Weather Service in Albany predicts that Saturday should be sunny with a high near 48. There's a 20% chance of rain showers before 10 p.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow showers between 10 and 1 a.m., then a slight chance of snow showers after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 28. Sunday, a 20% chance of snow showers before 10 a.m., then a slight chance of rain showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 45, a low around 22 Sunday night. Monday, a slight chance of snow showers, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 23 and a low around 10. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.